Good morning, Jack here from X11 with another segment with our Hodge Real Estate, Jason Hodge.
Jack, Jason, how are you?
Good. Another beautiful day here.
Oh, yeah. It's getting sunny. It feels nice.
I'm loving it. Yeah, yes. Today we're going to be talking about your credit score and what to do before buying a home.
Yeah. So I know, you know, nationally there's been a lot of discussions about your credit score and is it a fair system? What changes can be made? I know there's a lot of discussions about that. So, you know, like it or not, your credit score is one of the most important numbers in your life. Your credit score shows lenders just how trustworthy you are when it comes to managing your finances. So it can either save you or cost thousands of dollars throughout your life. So here's an overview basically of what you need to know about your credit score when you're applying for a mortgage application. So your FICO score is comprised of five elements. Okay, so 35% of your score is attributed to how you pay your bills, right? So points are added for paying on time and deducted for late and missing payments. 30% of your score is based on how much money do you owe as a portion of the amount of credit that's available to you? So the lower this ratio, the better. 15% of your credit score is based on the length of your credit history. 10% of your score goes to the type of credit you have. And then 10% is impacted by, you know, your applications of what's out there, what you're applying for, whether you're applying for a new car or new loans or whatever.
Right. Yeah, because it's important because like you mentioned, there are different versions of a credit score, especially with the FICO being the most important.
Absolutely. Yep. And for, you know, if you're applying for an application for an apartment to rent, or if people are asking you for your credit score, you can access your report by using a website such as annualcreditreport.com or creditkarma.com. So there are free ways to get your score, right? And your score can range from about 300 to 850. And in general, you want to aim for a score 740 or higher. So 740 or higher is considered you're in a very good range. But unfortunately, it's still here. It's very important. And, you know, it's a lot of people learn about it when it's too late.
Yeah. Because when you have a better credit score, that's going to help you in the long run, like you said. But also, it could help with your interest rates, too.
Yeah. A lot of banks, the higher your credit score, the lower the rate they can give you.
And then Overall cost is much nicer on you, especially when you're buying a house and you need that mortgage loan.
Yeah. And that's why they say, you know, your credit score can either save you thousands throughout your life or
cost you thousands.
Exactly, Jack.
Yep. It's always good to start it as soon as you can and work slowly towards it. It might take forever for your score to go up, but it's quick to go down when you start missing those.
And it's worth it. And if you're going through the pre-approval process, a lot of times your lender can help you understand what to do to get your score up. So that could be the first part about, you know, purchasing a home.
Awesome. Jason, thank you so much. That's another segment with our Hodge Real Estate segment. Jason, good to see you
as
always.
Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it.